Appreciate those words that were given this morning, and the message of salvation. It's just an amazing plan of salvation that was given to us. I have a few more words to give in a minute here, but I thought maybe at the beginning here, we do have several members that receive several members in. We always appreciate members coming in. And I know that membership to some is a word that people don't like. But I have to think of the verse in Acts that says, I think it's Acts 5, that says that none of them, no man durst join himself to them. While they had to be pretty sincere, they wouldn't join while they joined. And whatever word that is, I just think that we strongly believe there's accountability in the church where you check each other's life, you admonish, you exhort, you watch, you're responsible for other people. It just is in the New Testament over and over again. It just is there. Whatever word you people want to give it, the Christian church, it's nevertheless there. And this morning, as I'm thinking of the members that we'll be receiving, I just appreciate that they see that in their lives. Brother Aaron Miller, and of course, it's just being transferred from his home church. But Garrett DeLug here, he's been in our baptismal class just simply to study with us all during this time. They had been baptized previously, but he had not been a member. So anyway, we're happy for both of them this morning, and I'm going to receive them in. And first of all, so maybe you could stand to your feet as we give these vows, both of you. If I can find my book here. Okay, I'm going to ask you this question. You have requested membership in the Kootenai Valley Mennonite Church, and we believe that you're of the same faith and doctrine. But to confirm your testimony, we ask the following questions in the presence of God and these witnesses. Are you in agreement with the faith and practice of this church? And do you promise by the grace of God and to submit yourself to Christ and his church? And will you give attendance to maintaining your personal relationship with Christ, the head of the church? And will you be loyal to the church in regular attendance and in willingness to do service? And in avoiding of not speaking evil and loving the brethren, and to love the brethren. And will you use your influence to build the spiritual life of this congregation, supporting, maintaining her doctrine and standards of practice as long as you're a member of this church? Okay, thank you. Upon the confession that you have made before God and the brothers and sisters of this church, we welcome you with love into the fellowship of this church. From now on, you shall be acknowledged as brethren in the church here. And may you be blessed by us, and may you bless us with your presence among us. Thank you. May I be seated. Okay, as we were talking about, I'm going to the baptismal now, and as he was talking, I had to think of these things. You know, in our class, I tried to really emphasize the new life, as Brother Dayton really did emphasize, that you're a new creature, that you're born again. Now, there's a number of different ways that we talk about this changing. One is we talk about salvation. We say, accept the Lord, or we would say, converted, or any of these is the same thing. It's Jesus told Nicodemus that except you be born again, which he's talking, you've changed your life. You've changed from the old way to the new way. And last Sunday, whenever I preached, I mentioned that the new birth isn't just an event or an experience and now it's all over with. Yes, it is an event and it's an experience. But from now on, it's a journey. It's a time for us to we've changed. We're different. We live the rest of our life changed and different. If not, we better be very careful. And so in our class, and I just want you all to know that there is, in the book that we go through, there's 20 lessons at least. So it's been a long time that we go through there. They have, I love the way that we do the baptism. We have a chance to observe their life. Has it really happened? Their parents, we talk to often to the parents to see, has there been a changed life? And I know that we all have to be concerned about, or how would you say, we press towards the mark. It's not perfection at this time. But for the rest of our life, we're different. We're transformed. And we want to really emphasize that point and go from there. So we're coming now to the time when we're going to have a, give a testimony, and this is the part where I recognize this morning, as I told my class, I know you're a little nervous about this, and you're welcome to read, because if they want to, they can, because I'm going to be reading out in some of my little book. Even though I've memorized it, I sometimes stumble without reading it. So, but nevertheless, I believe that the verse that says that if thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart, and it goes more to the verse. But the point is, there's a confession to be made before the people. It seals it even more, the baptism, and these two go together. And I just think that it's, that is the thing to do, to give this testimony. So I think at this time you may stand to your feet and you can pass the mic along, turn around to the audience so they can see you. You may stand at this time. There's a little green light that comes on, I think.
I love the Lord, and I thank for what he's done for me, and I hope I keep my focus on him and his word.
I just want to say that I love the Lord and happy to be baptized, and just thankful what he's done for my life, and I hope I can serve him.
I am very thankful for what Jesus has done for me on the cross, for his gift of salvation to me, so that I can spend the rest of my life with him. And I'm also very thankful for this church, to be a part of it, and also for my family and parents for teaching me all the things I need to know and guiding me through my life. And I've accepted Jesus as my Savior, and I hope to serve him the rest of my life.
I love the Lord, and I believe that Jesus died on the cross to save us, to save me from my sins, and I'm so thankful for that, and I'm looking forward to being baptized and becoming a member.
In the happy moments, praise God. In the difficult moments, seek God. In the quiet moments, trust God. In every moment, thank God. This quote has meant so much to me for a long time, and I just want to really put it into action in my life, and I'm so thankful to be a part of this church, or become a part of this church, and I cannot wait to become a member.
I would just like to say that I'm so thankful for what Jesus has done for me, and I'm so thankful that he died on the cross for me, and I'm so excited to become a member of this church.
Okay, you may turn around at this time. Why don't you be seated just for a moment there? Let's sing a song. All of you can be seated. I give confusing instructions. okay, because earlier I told him not to, but I wanted to sing a song, and page 729, this really emphasizes what this is about this morning. It's in the Christian hymnal. Sorry. In the Christian hymnal, 729. Often we sing this song on the very first day of our first class. And Dayton is so right this morning, let's not forget this, that their decision isn't made this morning. This is the confirmation. This is the sealing of it. But let's sing this song, 729. Could you lead that, Brother Eric?
I am desired to follow Jesus.
Okay. Now we're ready to do the vows, and you may stand to your feet again. And I'll read the vows all here together, and I'll ask each one of you to agree to this. Do you believe in one true, eternal, almighty God, who is the creator and preserver of all things, visible and invisible? Do you believe in Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God, that he is the only Savior of mankind, that he died upon the cross and gave himself a ransom for our sins, so that through him we might have eternal life? Do you believe in the Holy Ghost, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, that he is the Comforter who abides in and sanctifies the hearts of believers and leads them into all truth? Are you truly sorry for all your past sins? And are you willing to renounce Satan, the world, and all the works of darkness, and your own carnal will and sinful desires? Do you promise, by the grace of God and the aid of his Holy Spirit, to submit yourself to Christ in his word and faithfully to abide in the same until death? Okay, thank you. You may kneel at this time. Brother Dayton, can you help me with this? Confession of faith which you've made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jamie, upon the confession of faith which you've made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Andrea, upon the confession of faith which you've made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Rebecca, on the confession of faith that you've made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Connor, you may arise. You've been baptized with water today as an outward confirmation of the decision you made to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Now continue to love him with your whole heart and walk diligently in the new life with him. You will now be acknowledged as a brother in the church. The Lord bless you. Clayburn, you can stand up. You have also been baptized with water today as an outward confirmation of the decision you made to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Now continue to love him with your whole heart and walk diligently in a new life with him. And you also will now be acknowledged as your brother in the church. Derek, you may stand. You have been baptized with water today as an outward confirmation of the decision you made to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Now continue to love him with your whole heart